Position Democratic Union displeased with 700 kwacha salary increment for civil servants. And Senegal arrests 14 members of alleged pedophile gang linked to France. Good afternoon, with the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. Deputy Government Chief Whip Likando Mufalali has attributed the stable supply of electricity, improved performance of the kwacha, and reduced prices of goods and services to the sound economic policies implemented by the UPND government since 2021. Mr. Mufalali said the positive developments are as a result of deliberate policy decisions and have nothing to do with the forthcoming general elections. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program under the topic National Matters, Mr. Mufalali said government's methodical approach to governance is now yielding tangible results. He assured Zambians that the current economic gains will be sustained beyond the August elections. Zambians should be assured that the positive gains being recorded in the country will continue beyond the elections, said Mr. Mufalali. He dismissed claims by the opposition that the improved economic performance is election-driven, describing such sentiments as false and misleading. Mr. Mufalali has instead challenged opposition political parties to provide viable alternatives to the policies being implemented by the current government.
So it's not something that is being done for the election. The kwacha appreciating against the dollar, it's not something that just done quickly and fixed it. It's a way in terms of our copper production. Let's increase copper production. And copper production increased almost to 1 million. And we'll be able to reach 1 million. That has been done. So it's not an issue of an election which is ahead of us in all, but it's an issue of a well-thought, methodical way of doing things. And that's what it's done.
Families and Nations has expressed concern with reports that some parents are allegedly forcing their daughters to procure abortions. This follows a reported case involving an 18-year-old woman of Namwala District in Southern Province who told police that her parents compelled her to terminate a six-month pregnancy after being impregnated by a man they disapproved of. But speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka, Families and Nations Executive Director Judith Mwila strongly condemned the act, describing it as sinful and a promotion of immorality. Mrs. Mwila said it is worrying that parents were expected to be custodians of family values and instead guiding their children into wrongdoing. The implication is that the young may grow up believing that it is acceptable to engage in premarital sex, become pregnant and have an abortion when the child is unwanted, said Ms. Mwila. She warned that such actions by parents may expose girls to long-term physical and emotional risks while also undermining moral standards at both family and societal levels. Mrs. Mwila emphasized the importance of parents and guardians providing proper guidance to children in order to raise a generation anchored in strong and moral values.
Zambia is a Christian nation, so we live by Christian precepts. It is wrong to kill, and life starts at inception. So I just see a situation where I think the parents themselves are perpetrating immorality, they are perpetrating sin, and also they are not training the child in the way she should grow. So, and this should warn other parents that as parents, we need to look at the advantages and disadvantages of whatever we guide our children. If you are promoting abortion, you need to understand that you are really digging a grave for that child.
Opposition Democratic Union DU party leader Akim Njovu has expressed displeasure with the government's decision to award civil servants a 700 kwacha across the board salary increment. Recently, government increased monthly salaries for public service workers by 700 kwacha following the conclusion of negotiations on improved salaries and conditions of service. But speaking in an interview with RSV News in Osaka, Mr. Njovu said the increment is a mockery to civil servants considering the high cost of living. He noted that many civil servants have been surviving on loans and argued that government should have considered a more reasonable increment of at least 2,000 kwacha. Mr. Njovu further warned that the 700 kwacha increase may worsen borrowing levels, especially in the wake of high electricity tariffs. He reminded government that public service workers are key partners in national development and should therefore be treated with dignity and integrity.
So that 700 Kwacha is a mockery. We had hoped that the government would do better. I think I'd stated this before, that government should consider helping the civil servants, looking at the economic challenges that we face. The economic reality is very different and it's very harsh. So the government should realize this. So the 700 for me as president of the Democratic Union is not appreciated. I feel it's a mockery to the civil servant.
Levi Mwanawasa University Teaching Hospital has confirmed that a University of Zambia UNSA student identified as Zanele Sijonga, who was involved in a road traffic accident over the weekend, is responding well to treatment and is in a stable condition. Ms. Sijonga was admitted to the hospital following a road traffic accident that occurred on Great East Road campus on Saturday, February 7, 2027. The hospital's public relations unit stated that the student is currently admitted to the intensive care unit ICU, where she is receiving specialized medical care and remains under constant monitoring as her recovery progresses. The hospital has assured the public that the student is receiving the highest standard of tertiary medical care and that further updates will be provided as her clinical condition evolves. Meanwhile, the hospital has urged members of the public to avoid spreading misinformation, advising them to refrain from speculation and rely only on official updates issued through the hospital's formal communication channels. In foreign news, Senegalese police say they have arrested 14 people and broken up a pedophile gang operating between the country and France. Those arrested, who are all Senegalese, were part of a transnational criminal group that has been in operation since 2017, according to a police statement. It said the group was accused of organized pedophilia, pimping, rape of minors under 15, sodomy, and international transmission of HIV and AIDS. They allegedly recruited forced boys to have unprotected sex with men who are mostly HIV positive and filmed it. Four of the accused are said to have been acting on the instructions of a French man arrested in France in April 2025 in exchange for money transfers. Coming up shortly, Venezuela's opposition says party leader kidnapped hours after being freed. This and more, stay tuned.
Cervical cancer. Cervical cancer begins on the surface of the cervix. There are two main types of cancer of the cervix. About 80% to 90% are squamous cell carcinomas, while 10% to 20% are adenocarcinomas. Early stages of cervical cancer do not involve pain or other symptoms, but the first identifiable symptoms include watery or bloody vaginal discharge with a foul odor and vaginal bleeding after intercourse or exercise. Regular screening for cervical cancer can literally save your life. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado said her opposition colleague Juan Pablo Guanipa has been kidnapped just hours after being released from detention. The Nobel Peace Prize winner said on Sunday that Guanipa, leader of the Justice First Party, was taken in the Los Choros neighborhood of the capital, Caracas. A former vice president of the National Assembly, Guanipa spent 8 months in prison and was among several political prisoners released since the U.S. seized Venezuela's then-president Nicolas Maduro in January. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Deputy Government Chief Whip Likando Mufalali has attributed the stable supply of electricity, improved performance of the Kwacha, and reduced prices of goods and services to the sound economic policies implemented by the UPND government since 2021. Opposition Democratic Union DU party leader Akim Njovu has expressed a displeasure with the government's decision to award civil servants a 700 Kwacha across the board salary increment. And Senegalese police say they have arrested 14 people and broken up a pedophile gang operating between the country and France. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RCV News. My name is Angel Kasavo. Stay tuned.